Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Today in the studio, we have very, very international flavor. We have a friend to this our show.
A friend.
Very, very good friend. And we love you so much. We love your music and I just love your family. And I know that you travel so much, but you are coming back. Every time when I catch some good news on the Facebook, knowing that something new is coming, mostly music or video, and this time I saw this announcement, video is coming, then I said, of course I need to have Ivan Smirnov with us from Privet Earth. Yes?
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Privet.
For some people who don't remember or never heard us before or never heard you before, could you explain to our listeners where is your accent coming from?
The accent. It's coming from Russia, all the way from Russia, from a small town called Vologda. Even though I was born in St. Petersburg, I grew up in a small town. I'm a small town white boy, just trying to make ends meet.
And how many how many years you are in America?
Just a few days ago, it was 15 years that I've been here. On June 7th, it was this little anniversary, 15 years in the United States.
Oh, I am originally from Poland. I am here almost 25 years. Then I have 10 more years on you. And yeah. I know
wow,
that...
What a sentence.
Yeah. Just outside of my age, yeah. I'm older than you. But what is so special about you, and I think I met you maybe 4 years ago. I heard your first album. You gave it to me. And just your sound is out of this world. Your vocals are very, very strong. Remind me of really amazing vocals from 1980s, big rock stars. But your orchestration is very ambitious. It's got a lot of influence from classical music.
Yeah.
Then it's bigger than life. Then I just love that about you. I know that after a few years that we coming and going from the studio, your style is changing. Depends from music, of course.
Yeah.
But now, I think something else is cooking. Yes?
Yeah, things are getting funkier. Things are getting more colorful in a different sense. Maybe moving away slightly from giant orchestrations, but still having... I mean, I'll never move away from classical entirely because of my roots.
Yeah.
After traveling to India last year and just mixing with musicians there and the culture and everything, and living in a room full of instruments, which was a blessing, studying sitar and etc. and percussion, it was a change in my style. I've written a lot of material there, and the song that I'll be playing today, just a little bit. Also, I wrote in India last year.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. I would love to also speak to you about your recent travels. I came back from Europe. I saw so much with my daughter, Natasha. You just came back also from Russia, and you were there how long?
2.5 months.
Lucky you.
Yeah,
yes and no.
It was cold 2.5 months because I came in in February, left in April. God. So that was the minus 20 kind of weather. I came from minus plus 20 Celsius to minus 20 Celsius, which was crazy.
Did you have a chance to see your hometown?
Yes, of course. I spent actually most of the time there because, you know, I have my sister and, you know, my place there.
Your heart is there too?
The heart is still there. And we've done a lot. I mean, I played some shows in Moscow. Did a Russian, I released a Russian EP in Russian language, which was actually the first kind of an album that I finally released in Russian. So I did a presentation there in Moscow. I performed on live on TV, which was a nostalgia TV channel that basically broadcasts to all of Russia and even the surrounding countries, basically all the post-USSR.
Okay.
And it's been an awesome ride, you know. A lot of effort, but it's always effort. You know, you gotta push yourself. You gotta go out there and played shows in my hometown, of course, and in another city nearby called Cherepovets, where I also grew up when I was a boy. So I was visiting all the places where I grew up and revisiting them and sharing my music with them and telling them, now look at me. I mean, I'm here still doing music. And this is, you guys are, you know, those cities is where I come from as well.
Okay, then and a half months. Oh, you missed your family. I know you have a beautiful son. He's now 17 years old.
Missed him very much.
He had no chance to visit Russia.
Visited Russia a long time ago when he was only one. It was his first country, but he doesn't remember right now.
And your beautiful wife.
I have to bring them to Russia again. It's been, you know, when you're playing, touring, you gotta concentrate on music, and when you go on vacation, it's a different setup, and you know, we just gotta go and relax point.
Your gorgeous guitar with you, and I'm so happy every time when you are here, we hear you singing live.
Yeah.
Then I think we have a time right now to listen to your song. And I think there will be short version.
Yeah, it'll be it'll be a teaser because it's a teaser stage right now for the new single. The single's already out, actually, on iTunes and everywhere. It's called Messy Goal.
Yeah.
It's a song that it's a new material. It's all the new music that I called my post-Indian music, with all the ethnic influences and stuff, but it's a song to do with love and to do with soccer, with football.
That's why you are so gorgeously looking sporty today.
Yeah, I'm looking sporty. I'm
then after you will be playing, we'll be talking a little bit more about sports and music and influences and your video, which is popping up on Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday. The video. For the Messy Goal single is coming out on Wednesday. It's one of the best video works that I think we've ever done. You know, it's coming out soon, Wednesday.
Wonderful. And we need to explain to our listeners why this title and who is this man that you are talking about.
Leo Messi is probably the best football player on earth right now, and he's from Argentina, and I'm just a big fan. And but the song is also, you know, it's to do with football, and it's to do with love, and it's to do with you know, all the things we experience in life. And you gotta see it. I don't want to give everything away, you know.
No, we cannot. Yeah. Of course, if anybody, somebody knows this gentleman or have a contact with the most known soccer on earth, please tell us, write to Ivan Smirnov Privet Earth, because I think we need to just send the link to the video to this gentleman. You never know what will happen. For right now, let's listen.
Most beautiful girl, you know she could take hold of the world. Get her to power and go, get your free ride. So I might buy, get her a drink. She don't fall, not even a wink. I'm getting anxious, I'm on the brink. And she turns around, says, hi, hi, I think I saw you somewhere. Maybe you're playing soccer. And I said, hi, hi, I think I recognize you from before. Remember those hot, red, sunny days, the dance of the sunset on your face. You said we were awesome, like a messy goal, with a heart so red hot. How could you be so cold? With a heart so red hot. How could you be so cold? With a heart so red hot, red hot.
Just a little piece.
Oh my gosh, this is a high energy song. Wow.
Yeah, it's funky. It's got everything, you know. It's different, you know.
And I understand the video is like film, like movie story.
It's like a movie. It's a live performance too. It's got so much going on. I wanted to say a few words about how we were shooting it because it was extreme.
Absolutely.
I even got to jump from a story level from a mountain into a mountain lake, even knowing how really deep it was.
No good.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the word my pants.
Oh, gosh, but you so, got, no, that's crazy.
But lucky. I got it, I did it, you know. There was so much going on. And
who was producing the video?
It was directed by Dmitry, by a Russian director, Dmitry Popov.
Where was it recorded? Where was taped?
We were shooting in different locations all over town, in Malibu, in Venice Beach, in Playa del Rey, in a whole bunch of locations, the Grove even. In the valley, in the studio, doing, you know, the studio shots.
And you mentioned there was your debut, like acting debut.
It was my acting debut. I was acting in this kind of a semi-romantic role. So it was like really nerve-wracking a little bit for me, because I never acted as an actor in the video. I was always just, you know, with my guitar playing. But here I was doing some acting things and being this guy, you know, you'll see.
I will see. Okay, yeah. And then seems like we have some lady there in the video. Who is her as an actor, as a person?
It was the actress in the video was a friend of mine, Ksenia Valenti. She's also a good singer and
Bring her to the studio, both of you, and we'll be pitching the video.
She'll need to come from New York.
Oh, okay,
She went back.
She went back already. Yeah. That's wonderful. We are waiting. We have still time. We are waiting for another phone call from Germany, and we'll be talking
I remember my German.
Please, to Dr. Anya Walter-Riss, who is a success coaching expert for artists and creatives in film and TV and media, but that will happen hopefully in 5 minutes. So right now, what's going on in Moscow right now? I know you look very sportsy, and you just came back from there. You mentioned that Russia is so expensive, especially Moscow right now. What's going on there?
Yeah, I totally forgot, and I never forget. Every day I remember this fact. It's the Football World Cup, the FIFA World Cup.
That's so
finally in Russia. It's the biggest celebration we probably ever had, because we love football, and it's like having Olympics. It's better than having Olympics. we are having World Cup, Football World Cup. And the song is also that I just played is to do with it as well, and it's going to be promoted during the season all over the whatever the social media and hopefully more.
That's a very good times. But
yeah.
You mentioned your travels to India, your travels. Yeah. Why did you go there? It was a trip, like family trip or just...
Yes, going to India last year was a family trip that turned into a musical journey as well for me. Like everything turns into a musical journey.
Of course.
It's also the place that we visited. They had a room full of instruments and I got to collaborate with musicians, with amazing musicians in Mumbai. And it was just eye-opening, just the whole vibe of the place. As soon as you go there and you just, even the smell of the street, and I'm talking about food.
Yes, the good one.
Yeah, not the cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, because cows is not food in there. Yeah, McDonald's looks very different. It smells of chicken. I was heartbroken.
Oh.
McDonald's.
How long did you stay there?
A month.
Wow. Oh, you're lucky. Yeah. When you go out of the country, you don't do 2 week trips. You just take.
Yeah, I take time. Break. I mean, we had we had an opportunity to take time to stay there and enjoy Mumbai. It was Mumbai this time only.
Could you play something for us from the songs that got inspired? Do you get inspired in India? Can you do this? Or it's harder?
Those songs, a lot of them actually are to do with arrangements now that are more danceable. That Messy Goal is more guitar.
Yeah, that's okay.
The song that I've done that I wrote before India but also started having those kind of influences was another song I released this year. It's called That's Why They Call It Maybe.
Yes.
Which and actually you played on the show. I
love this song too. Yeah. You could give us a little bit?
Yes, I'm definitely going to. I can play the whole song.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yes, if we'll get a phone call from Germany, I will just pick up the phone. But for right now, I cannot wait to listen to
you.
You said, I'm just a dreamer, a Christmas believer. But why are you still standing here? I wonder if we could just calm down, stay put and look around, breathing this April in the air. And maybe I wanna stay in this moment forever. And maybe it's you and I take it. It's not an Orient, just a place for the spring to rise. That's why they call it, you said. You've had it with love now. You've learned how to be cold now. But why are your eyes so wet? So let's play those old tapes and erase all the mistakes and just feel the breeze. The summer's on its way. And maybe I wanna stay in this moment forever. And maybe it's you and I. Ooh, take it. It's not an Orient, it's just a place for the to rise. That's why they call it a maybe. Maybe, maybe, yeah. Don't you know? That's why they call it a maybe. Maybe, maybe, yeah. Don't you know? Don't you know? Oh. It's not an Orient, it's just a place for the spring to rise. That's why I call it maybe. I wanna stay in this moment forever. And maybe it's you and I, you and I. Take it, it's not an Orient, it's just a place for the spring to rise. That's why they call it maybe. Maybe, maybe, yeah. Don't you know? they call me maybe, 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 yeah. Don't you know, that's why they call me maybe, 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 yeah. Don't you know, that's why they call it maybe, 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 yeah. Don't you know, yeah.
What a perfect, perfect, perfect introduction also to our Dr. Anya Walter-Riis. Hi, Dr. Anya Walter-Riis.
Hi, Ilona.
Hi, it was so amazing. I don't know if you had the chance to listen, but just a second ago, our beautiful, wonderful guest and friend to the show just finished his song. The title was...
That's why they call it maybe.
And you hear voice of Ivan Smirnov, then hopefully whole Germany will also listen to his amazing voice. His band is called?
Privet Earth.
And Ivan just came back from Russia 2.5 months. He was touring there. And now we are talking to our expert, success coaching expert for artists and creatives in film, TV, and media. And your name is again?
Hi, Luna. This is Anya again. And hi, you have a beautiful voice, just your talking voice here from your wonderful guest.
Oh, you'll be hearing back the songs that we are playing live, of course, with his great black guitar.
Oh,
he's just so good. Okay, Anya. You are right now in Berlin?
I'm in Berlin right now, or outside of Berlin, yes.
And we are missing you in studio right now next to me. Your beautiful smiley face. But we are continuing our six-month-long segment, which I had the pleasure to have you in the studio practically every month for one meeting. Then today, this is our... I don't want to say last segment, but in a way we don't want to say last because last before beginning of something else. But I know you are you will be soon back in Los Angeles. Then we need to just focus on very, very important inner voice, that intuition. We call this intuition. Every artist, every person who is creative, we have something inside of us that tells us to do something or to not to do. Then when we mix this with spirituality that hopefully most of people also have in them, then we are creating some types of mixture that is maybe security or insecurities in us. Could you tell us how to listen to this inner small voice, or how important this voice is for the artist and any creative person or anybody who listens to our show now?
Anybody, actually, yes. Yeah. Well, let's start with the important, why it's important. It is so important because it is actually inside of us, and it is who we are also, you know. Spirit inside of us is who we are. We are human beings, but we are also spiritual beings in a human form. And there are so many influences around us, right? From other people, opinions, the media, the world happenings, and so forth. And to be able to navigate, you know, our life, to be creative, to create success, to be happy, to be fulfilled, to know where we're going, and how to decide what we're doing or not doing. We need to be able to rely on ourselves, and we need to be able to, to have like this inner compass that guides us. And so, part of that inner compass is our intuition. Is this inner small voice, you know, that sometimes comes up, and we have to open ourselves up. And artists usually, you know, they use it also to create, but not always necessarily to lead your life, you know, because we have been taught very much to believe what is out there, what we see and hear out there, and to believe in the mind, in more than in the unseen. You know, I mean, the thoughts more, the opinions of others than in the unseen inside of us. So there's this intuition part, and then there's also, you know, plain faith, you could say. It's like being connected to that amazing force that makes us breathe every day, that lets our heart beat, that has, however we call it, you know, but that force has created everything, right? We have the air to breathe and unlimited supply, actually, to breathe for everybody if you don't mess it up as a species, with how we treat the environment. But anyway, so to have this combination of intuition and faith, our own way to connect with spirit, that is crucial to create from the inside out, to create a life and a career that matches our vision, our heart's desires, and all our purpose also, why we're here. So that's the first part of your question, the first answer. The second one, how do we do it? There's really actually different ways to do it. One that, you know, is very important is to become still, to listen, really. So one way to do that is via meditation, and I can give you a short one later, how to do that, an easy one. Yeah. It's also through the classic of prayer, right? So this internal communication with spirit in us, or God, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or all that is, or the universe, however you want to call it, you know, but it's this certain power that's in us. And then there's also other ways, but I don't want to go on and talk. Maybe you have a question already.
Oh, I'll just love for you to talk to us. As you mentioned, we need to take a time and listen. You know, then that's what I really want people to do, because the words that are coming out of you are really, really important. They're very calming. And I know that you will give us some samples of how to calm ourselves down. But I will want to come back to the little inner voice. I know that sometimes we are afraid to listen to this inner voice, because the louder voice that comes out from outside of the world covers what really we hear and we feel. And then we are in conflict. We are right, or world has something more to say, or advice of people, or they ways of directing our ways of life sometimes is more important. And we stop listening to this little tiny voice who tells us, don't do this, or do it, or don't be afraid of, I don't think so. You know, then it's just, I know as an artist, and I'm sure Ivan will say the same way, you know, it's very hard to say no to what our needs or dreams are about, which also ties in with the inner voice telling us, do it, sing, go, travel, make things happen, you know, but can we really like go with the flow and just blindly believe that what is inside of us, that's the truth that we need to follow?
Well, all you said is really awesome, because that is so true. It's what every person, you know, struggles with. It's a challenge that we have in life, and maybe it's already... That's what life is about, actually. That's what the game of life is about. Because we have so much learned and we socialize that not to trust that voice, right? Not to trust the unseen, but to trust what's out there. You know, like you say, what we hear, what we see, what others tell us. The whole global consciousness mainly is, you know, totally... almost obsessed, we could already say, with like the out there, right? Look what they're doing, look what they're saying, and look
how they create their journey, why you don't take, you know, from them and bring this to your life. And then we'll take also this type of taking somebody else's ways and bring to our way of life really takes away so much about the truthfulness and authenticity that who mm-hmm. we are as an artist or as a human beings. And I just, older I'm getting, and I don't know, Ivan, you can, of course, tell us what you think about this. Older I'm getting, more I'm coming back to what I think I am without people telling me what I'm supposed to be. You know, sure. then as an artist, especially, you know, yeah. where is the truth? Yes, Ivan, when you decide on the next step and how you listen to this inner voice.
I'll tell you a little thing about listening to the inner voice. And when, you know, surprisingly, at that point in my life, it was right, is when I was a 19-year-old student back in my small town in Russia who suddenly decided to go to Hollywood. And everyone else, all the outside world, especially there, was telling me that I am crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I just, not possible.
I stuck to it. I stuck to it. It was really hard to, you know, there was a lot of obstacles in front of me, but I made it to Hollywood that same year. So, and everything else that happened afterwards, you know, led me to now telling you this story on the radio.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of great, good things, things that were beneficial, especially, you know, emotionally and in life for me, in music. So that's where I listen to my inner voice. But there always comes a point where you always doubt yourself and thinking, am I on the right path? What am I doing right or wrong? And sometimes, you know, you have to kind of shut everything, shut all the doors, all the blinds, and listen.
Thank you, right. Anya. Is this all what you were saying?
Wouldn't you say that, you know, what yeah. allows you then to shut the doors and the blinders, you know, and to yeah. listen and to follow what you hear? Because, again, we are afraid of it, right? Because
yeah.
we are afraid of failing and making mistakes and
afraid.
Disappointing others and being rejected and being abandoned and all those things. I mean, the existential fears that can come
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
The thing that really allows us to step beyond the fear and the doubts and to shut the blinders and the doors, it comes down to faith, right?
It does come down to connect, faith, of course, when you start listening to that inner voice.
Faith, but that faith, this is a very big word, and some, like you mentioned, it doesn't really matter who we are praying or talking to, if this is God, if this is Buddha, if this is leaf on a tree, if something that makes us really feel like we belong, you know, to this world, but something outside of us, when we need to bring us to our knees and ask for help sometimes to get mm-hmm. stronger
yeah.
than
yeah.
I think people think that you can pay for everything, mostly, especially in America. But less and less, I think, or more and more, we are finding out that the big world doesn't give us back first anything for free, but the real faith and the real authenticity comes practically with no payment. We don't need to pay for that. We need to believe. We need to get this yeah. strength from us or from the world or people that we love, or be surrounded by people who just wish us well too. Because you need to create an environment, like you say, Ivan said, closing the door and just, you know, be in dark place and have a chance to listen to yourself. To me, more and more, I feel if I strip my world of things and people and a situation that make me unhappy, uneven, or just not myself, you know, I start feeling better. I feel clearer or clear-headed.
That's true.
Then
sure, that is a way. On the other hand, it is again a little bit like coming maybe, you know, it helps definitely to have people around you and to search out people who believe, for example, similar things, who come from love, who come from light, and you know, to get into that frequency, you could say, right?
Yeah.
And on the other hand, there's always things happening also where, you know, people are stressed out. You're in situations that, you know, also when you create, right? People are under pressure. They are all in their programming in their minds, and they might not be able to be in the love. They might not be able to be in the faith and believe in you. And that's usually the moment when we need it the most, that we can create it from the inside out, that we like you said, the feeling, right? We need to ask for help, that's for sure. And sometimes there is nobody around us to ask for help. And or we have asked people around for help, and still there's this inner struggle, there's this inner turmoil, there are the fears, the insecurities, and we are thrown back to us, to ourselves, to realize I am the source. Each of us is the source. First of all, we are not disconnected from each other, but also, you know, I can only take care of my emotions and of my reality. You can take care of yours. And yours, and so it's the responsibility to realize, wow, everything I need actually is already inside of me in the feelings, because you said to feel it. That's a really good, that's part of the inner compass, to realize, am I really connecting with spirit, or am I connecting again with programming in my mind that makes me feel something like emotions instead of, you know, feelings that comes from inner guidance. And that's when we have to separate between, you know, fear-based inner mm-hmm. world and then the faith-based inner world, which, you know, usually when you connect with spirit or with God inside or the universe and with your own truth, with your inner wisdom, then the feeling that will expand in you, right, in us, is usually a feeling of getting calmer. Of expansion, of being more peaceful, more loving. And it can be very tough to get there, right? Because other voices, we have other voices in us that are usually, like you said, louder, right?
Yep.
And these are the voices of the programming that we've learned. Like, you can't believe that. I have to do this now. I have to have this now. And whatever it is. And to shut these down or to transcend them. It is really getting coming back to the inside, and then we can also transcend for others. You know, we can be the light in the world where so many people have a hard time to connect with their inner light and to shine their light. And we're not dependent on others to be able to do that. But as long as we do it for ourselves.
Yes, but the confusion and asking for help is sometimes very, very real. And a lot of people are getting to the point in life that they're overwhelmed by everything and they cannot get out of any decision, or they cannot make anything happen for themselves because they are so overwhelmed by how life got them to this point. And I think people like you, who are very, very well educated, again, Dr. Anja Walter-Ries is with us talking right now from Germany. Yes. What did I say?
Deutschland.
Just Anja. That's okay.
No, I think people need to know your name, Anja Walter-Ries. Then I will repeat one more time, because people maybe want to get in touch with you, and they will maybe listen to our past 6-month segment.
I want to get in touch with you and talk more.
Oh my gosh! Yes, you see,
very interesting. Very interesting.
We really, you will be back soon in LA. Then I'm hoping we'll be having you back in a studio, but. I hope you understand how really the calming, clear conversations like that get us just in a happy mood instead of depressing. Because, you know, when somebody tells you, or you tell yourself, oh, gosh, I don't know what to do. I did so much. Nothing is really happening. I don't know if I can make a decision. And then we have you. We have people like you who just take us to this place and say, okay, calm down. I would love to listen to you first, and I will help you to clear your head, you know, from the insecurities or nervousness or the little voice who's supposed to be stronger, in our stomach, and we don't want to listen to ourselves. Then Anya, where we and how we can find you? We have still time to talk, but I want right away to tell people how to get in touch with you. If somebody wants to talk to you over the Skype, over the email, could you give us all information?
Sure, Ilona. And before I do that, you know, it's so important what you said also to ask others, and especially people, you know, who are working in that area, you know, who have, you know, are experts in some way to helping getting in touch with that voice. So what I said before doesn't exclude that. It means also to find people, and that's very important to me when I, for example, work with somebody, to help people to find that voice, to help people to become self-reliable on that. We all need help here and there, but we definitely don't need people who make us more dependent on us. Yeah. And so it's important to learn to ask for help, the right people, the spirit in you, and also, of course, friends and mentors and people who are where you want to be or who are on that energy that you need to be. And whoever wants to connect with me can do that either via my website at www.anjawalterreese.com. That's anjawalterreese.com. Yeah. Just checking it a little left on the hour. Just can Google my name. It will come up then. Or you can, you know, connect via text or phone at 310-293-2827. And no matter where I am, I'm working internationally. It doesn't matter where I am. So I work with people virtually. That means usually via teleconference and or Skype or Zoom. And so it doesn't matter really where we are, where you are, where I am. We can talk, and if you like to, if you feel it's a good match, we can also work together.
Wonderful. And yes. You mentioned a moment ago that meditation can mm-hmm. really bring us to this part that we are more in touch with our inner needs. Mm-hmm. And soul, mm-hmm. voice, and maybe can calm us down. And you mentioned, mm-hmm. did you give us a sample of simple meditation?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Love to. And by the way, the needs, that's the tricky thing, right? The needs are often what gets us into the whole programming and stuck in the programming thing, because we feel we need something. Yeah. You know, we need to survive. We need certain things from certain people. So we need success. And so we become attached to that. And that is actually, you know, to step out of that and saying, yeah, okay, I have natural needs, but they will be met. They will be met if I connect more with my inner guidance and with spirit within, my needs are met, right? Spirit, the universe, God is my source, and I let myself be guided. And in meditation to that, very, very easy one is that you breathe in, you know, I mean, of course, it's, you know, you make yourself comfortable somewhere, but it doesn't really matter where you are. Of course, it's easier to get into that when you're in a calm space. But if you're on an airport and it's whistling and buzzing everywhere, you still can do a meditation, you know, meditation. You can just close your eyes and breathe in a word or a sentence of the state or the feeling that you have, that you want to have. You know, or the need that you want to have be fulfilled. Let's say a sentence like, I am at peace, you know, and you breathe that in, thinking, I am at peace. You breathe in the energy of that while thinking, I am at peace. So breathe it in. Then you hold for a moment your breath, and you imagine that the energy of I'm at peace spreads out in your body. And then the moment it gets uncomfortable to hold the breath, you breathe out slowly and you send the sentence and the energy of that sentence out in the world again. And you breathe out longer than you breathe in, because we don't want to hyperventilate. Yeah. So you slowly breathe out, then again, I am at peace. And you send that into the world. And it reflects really very nicely the natural rhythm of giving and receiving. I mean, of receiving and giving. The other way around we start. First we receive in that regard here by breathing in, right? We breathe in the life force. We breathe in a word like peace or I am. All is well. I'm inspired. I'm connected. Whatever it is. And we can have these sentences just come up. That's a good training to listen to the inner voice too, just to observe and to listen what word or what sentence comes up that I want to breathe in. And each word has an energy, right? Everything is energy, yeah. And our words are energy. So if you think it or if you say it aloud, that is energy, and you take it inside of you. You breathe it in. You imagine it spreads out in your body and in every cell of your body, lightens up every cell with that beautiful energy of those words. And then you breathe it out. You give it back to the universe. You give it back to the other people. And that is very calming. Even if you do that just a few minutes, it relaxes the body very much. It connects us with our inner guidance. And if you have, then at the end, you could also let go of looking for any word or sentence or finding or receiving one. You just keep breathing in that rhythm. You know, you breathe in maybe like counting on 4 or 6. You don't need to count, but just to say, you know, if you breathe in at 4 or 6, you breathe out at maybe at 8 or so. So you keep breathing in and out deeply, and then you open up to receiving information, you know, like what comes up now. Is there information from spirit? Is my inner voice telling me something? You could also ask a question then, you know, in regards to a need, how can I fulfill that? And then you listen. And because you're in this relaxed state, and because of this meditation, you're finely tuned into receiving that information.
Mm. So beautiful. Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. I don't want to talk. I want to listen to you over and over and over.
I feel like I'm already meditating.
I know. It just
yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
I like
another thing, of course, to also help, you know, is connecting with his voice and to reducing. You know, we want to maximize our attractive force, right? And we want to minimize our repellent force. That's how we create best. That's how we receive best and give best.
Of course.
And so to do that, you know, faith is a very crucial thing. It's also reducing the fear, you know, the inner programming. And alpha synapses programming has been proven, I have mentioned that before, to really be very successful in doing that for people, sometimes combined with EFT, with emotional, you know, freedom technique. And maybe just for fun, give me a number between 0 and 20.
I will say 4.
9.
4 and 9. Okay. So I give you a sentence, a healing sentence from the alpha synapses programming chart corresponding to your number. And you just listen and take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
And for the 4, it's everything I encounter is meaningful and promotes my growth. Take a deep breath. And the 4 for the chakra is I'm strong, I'm safe, talented, and wise, and I'm able to meet all challenges. Take another deep breath. And now let's go to the 9. We could go deeper, but we don't have the time for
yes,
that.
Yes. That's why we need you
here.
Back.
I give you the evolution sentence and the chakra sentence. So okay. For the 9, it's only true feelings produce permanent success. Another breath. And I trust and surrender myself to my inner calling and purpose. And so these sentences, they have also healing power. And usually when I do this with people, they get into a meditative state, and it's really a beautiful way to release the programming, the negative thinking and patterns and doubts that are in the way of being guided from the inside.
Wow.
And to create the life we want, you know, that we desire from our hearts.
I'm attached to my number 4 forever, and I think, Ivan, you
nine
love your 9.
9, yes, love.
9 is ours. We'll be listening over and over to My Sentences, and I liked everything what you said, and I want Dr. Anya Walter Reese to teach us more in the future.
Definitely.
How to really calm ourselves down, find the inner voice, mix with spirituality, get really to become more authentical of what we were when we were young and innocent, and where we were just less worrying, and just find the beauty in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Love to do that.
We really need you, and I know.
Call it hit a refresh button.
Oh my gosh, I like that too.
That's a new generation talk.
Yes, refresh button. You are right. Dr. Anya, who is your perfect client?
Oh, perfect client is usually a multi-talented person, or a creative person, or entrepreneurial person. Who wants to live his or her full potential, realize the dreams, you know, from the inside out, create success and fulfillment. That's pretty much it. And who's ready, you know, saying, I want to get on the next level. I have been struggling with something or being stuck. Or I have been moving forward, but I want even more, you know, and I want to do it in a different way, in a lighter way, in a more easy way, more natural way, more a way that's more coming from inner direction and from inner peace and joy and abundance.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for today. We are still talking.
It was beautiful.
We are talking
to
Dr. Anya Walter Reese.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it too.
Anya is a success coaching expert for artists and creatives in film, TV, media, and entrepreneurs. And obviously, if you would like to get in touch with Dr. Anya, go to www.AnyaWalterReese.com and of course all links are included on Accent on Facebook, and today's session, which was the last from the 6 that we had over last 6 months, will be ready for downloads or listening over and over and over on LA Talk Radio Accent on Archives. And please, everybody, please go and listen to what Anya says. Make the inner voice matter in your life. And we are just thankful for you.
Well said.
And I cannot wait to hug you again.
Awesome.
And talk about your beautiful inner voice, because I know that your voice tells you sing. Anya needs to sing, record, and work on her book. And we'll be talking when you'll be back a little bit about that more. Okay. Love you. Definitely. And we are sending hi.
Love you too. Yeah. Thank you so much to the two of
you.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
And good night to our Berlin wonderful friend.
Berlin.
Bye, Anya.
Love to go there.
Oh, one day. Thank you so much. I think we are almost done with our show, but could you play Ivan one tiny piece of the song, anything that you want, because I want to fade out.
Okay.
Are you already comfortable? No, he will be playing a little bit. 30
let's
seconds.
See, let's see what
whatever play. Pops up. Then, okay, number 9 will tell you what to play for us.
Number 9.
I liked it. I like my 4.
I'm definitely not going to play Revolution 9 by Beatles.
Okay.
No.
That's funny. Will be not easy. Okay.
Can it be in Russian?
Yes, I love it. Please.
Okay.
Я увидел глаза, я прикоснулся к лицу. Я почувствовал руки и навстречу теплу. Мои губы опускаются все ниже и ниже. те ворота, откуда я вышел. Я пришел целовать те ворота, откуда я вышел. Я пришел целовать те ворота, откуда я вышел. Я пришел, я пришел. Я пришел целовать те ворота.
Ivan Smirnov from Privet Earth. Thank you so much for today. Accent on, and till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.